Hello.
Hi, is this Joe?
Yes.
Hey, Joe, this is Joelle with Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good. Hey, I got a missed call from you, I think, like two or 3 days ago. And I'm just returning your call.
Okay, and this is who from what again?
Sorry, Joelle from Bank of Cardiff. I think,
Bank of Cardiff.
You mentioned
okay,
that I talked to one of your friends a little while back.
Okay. I've been trying to borrow money for business, but since my monthly volume is, of course, way down low compared to what it should be,
Okay. Nobody
will even take a look at me for anything.
Okay.
And all I have is basically collateral. I have parts inventory, I have forklifts and trucks and stuff, but I don't have anything, I guess you could say, solid that the average lender or investor will even look at. So I'm kind of, I'm kind of in limbo trying to get this money.
Sure.
And Ira's been going around, checking around. He said, I'll help you. I said, okay, fine. So that's where I'm at.
Okay, sure. So you talked about your monthly volume. How much do you do per month in deposits?
Right now, my monthly volume is only maybe, I'm going to say it's only between $4,000 and $6,000 a month at this present time.
Okay. And then how was it last year?
Last year was about $12,000-$15,000 a month. $12,000, $15,000, $10,000, $12,000. It's normally up there pretty good, but I lost some equipment with a fire. Which, of course, stopped me from doing some of the things that I do. Not everything, but some of the things. So that put me back a little bit. And then the building that the machinery was in, I lost the building. So I was trying to borrow enough to put the building back up and then buy the equipment again. But I'm just not having very good luck.
I see. Okay. And then how much capital were you looking for?
I was trying to borrow $125,000 for to put up the building plus buy the used equipment.
Okay.
I needed $45,000 just for the building, and then the rest was two pieces of equipment that I lost, which wasn't insured. I wish I had it insured, and I wouldn't be struggling.
Sure. Okay. And then so basically, you're mostly looking for the $125,000, and some of it's equipment, and some of it is for paying for the building.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. The equipment that you're looking to purchase, what are they and how much are they?
It's a brake and a shear and a plasma cutter.
Okay, and then how much are they a piece?
They're all used. They're not new, of course. Okay. They're all used pieces of equipment from, I don't even know if they're still available now, but at that time, them three pieces, I think they told me I can get them for like $85,000.
$85,000, okay. And then how's your credit
like? But they were used now. Ma'am, it's average. It's not great. It's not poor. It's probably around maybe a 600, possibly.
Okay.
I don't think it's much higher than that.
Okay. How about this? Can you send over the last 3 months of bank statement? And then do you also have a quarter invoice already for those two pieces you're looking at?
I can call and see if they're still available because it's been like almost 5 months since I inquired about it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I've been trying to borrow since then.
How was it 5 months ago? Like your deposits and all that, were they pretty good?
Man, it was still, it might have been just a trifle higher. It might have been maybe 7 or 8, but it's just going through. I personally think it's because of the election that people are not spending what they were spending. Is what I feel. I could be wrong, but I don't know any other reason because I have the same type of work and customers all the time. So I'm kind of just leaning towards that's the problem.
I see. Okay.
I do so many various things. It's not just one thing. We fix boats. We build boat tops. We have a welding shop. We have a machine shop. So it's not it's not like it's just one strictly business that I can say is just slow. That's why we do different things.
Yeah. Okay, because we do two programs, equipment and capital. For the capital side, you wouldn't qualify just because of the monthly volume, like all the other lenders
Correct.
probably told you, because we require at
Right.
least 10,000 for small businesses. But for equipment, though, for equipment, we don't have a minimum or maximum. So I can
Okay.
take a peek at it and see if there's anything we can do.
Okay.
Most likely, based on the volume that you told me and how much the equipment costs, we'd probably be able to do one piece if that's still something you're interested in. Because it probably
It's right
one
now,
piece
you said?
we can probably do one of the equipment. Because you said
Okay.
combined it's 80 something thousand, right?
The three pieces were around, I think he said 76 or 86,000 for the three pieces.
Okay.
But I
And I can
can do
probably
one at a time, would still be a help. I mean, it
Yeah, we
wouldn't
can do
be the
one at a
greatest,
time
but it would still be
if
a
it's
help.
possible. Yeah. So I can let me look at one of the p actually can if you could get all three invoices and then I'll have one of my equipment financing specialists take a look at it. And if it's
Okay.
worthwhile, then we'll pull your credit and all that. But at least
Okay.
you know
All
we
right.
can see and see if we can do anything for you. It's probably some of the lenders you're talking to, they only do capital and capital is very strict. Whereas
Well,
equipment
it's either
volume
capital
wise
or
is
cash
better.
advances, and cash advances is not something I want to get into. I just need a good conventional loan.
Okay. Where have you been shopping around to or calling?
They've been calling me because I filled out a form online, which I should have never done.
I
So
see.
about 200 cash advances have called me in the last 5 months. And
Oh
I
man.
just kind of tell them patiently. I said, patiently,
Yeah.
I says, I know you can't help me, so can you, we just please let it go at that? Oh, no, we could do this. And, but anyway, yeah, I filled out a business loan online. I forgot what company it was, and then the phone calls never stopped.
Oh, okay. But they are not, you didn't put in your like social or anything like that, right? Okay, that's
No.
good. Because if you did, then so I've had customers
I
and
know.
fill out one of those things, and they credit get pulled like 300 times or whatever, something crazy, and it's just bad. Okay, cool. So how about this? I'll have you please send over your last 3 months of bank statement, and then
Okay.
also the quotes
Was
or invoices.
your email on that note that you sent to Irene?
I'm not too sure, but I can let me get your email and I'll just send you emails with my email
Okay,
basically.
that's fine.
Okay, what's your email?
My email is the letter J, the letter N, the letter L, welding@comcast.net.
Okay, and that's J as in John, N as in Nancy, L as in Larry. Okay, perfect. Cool, so I'll go ahead and send my email over and my direct lines there too. And then you can
Okay.
either email or fax these documents back to me and my fax number is there too.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. When
It'll
would be a good time
be a few
for
days. It won't be right away. It'll probably be one day next week, ma'am, because I'm working on the road the next couple of days.
Okay, sure, no problem. We can just touch base. So how about mid next week? How about that?
It should be fine.
Okay, sounds good. I will talk to you then.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks.